Hey, are you on the phone with a client? Yeah, me neither. Are we the only ones left? Yeah, I guess we are the only ones that Alex decided to be cursed with getting out of state licenses. I don't care that corporate paid them. If I had known my reward for being a top performing employee was having to work overtime just to convince baby boomers in other time zones to refinance for the 10th time, I would have slacked off when I had the chance. I mean, yeah, I guess we could just mess around now, but you know how much Alex just loves using the management software on our computers to monitor our productivity. He does need our numbers high just to justify opening his own little vanity office to corporate after all. And he's doing what now? I think he's in Hawaii sipping cocktails with his trophy wife or something. So he's on vacation. Brad and Natalie are at home. And that just leaves us two and the janitor, I guess. Maybe he wants to have a party. I'm serious. I think this is the first time we've actually had the whole office just to ourselves. I could order some beer or something off DoorDash, and we could structure loans drunk and fix all of the math errors in the morning when we're sober. Oh, I won't tell if you won't tell. Really? Look, I wasn't always some boring corporate employee of the month, you know. I was a bad girl back in the day. Look on the back of my neck. See that shitty, faded stick and poke tattoo? My friends gave it to me in detention when I was in high school. I was in there a lot back then. Oh, for all kinds of things. I might have snuck a few alcoholic drinks into school, maybe got caught hooking up in the boys' locker room a few times. Hey, and if we end up sneaking beers into work, I'll be halfway to going back to the old me. Just don't let me catch any cute boys in the locker room. So, how's your girlfriend? Is she still mad at you for working all these late overtime shifts? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a whole month ago. Why didn't you tell me? Were you embarrassed? You do seem kind of shy. Well, at least around me. You seem fine talking to Brad and Natalie. Maybe it's because you can see how bad I am under this pencil skirt professional facade. I probably remind you of the girls used to tease you in school, huh? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, while you were busy staring at that stupid spreadsheet I ordered, those beers, they'll be here in 35 minutes. That gives you just enough time to go to the bathroom and jerk off real quick. I hope that wasn't too unprofessional of me. I mean, seeing as you're single and working overtime every single week, you're probably wound up pretty tight. Okay. Since I teased you about that, I should come clean. I've totally done that before. Yeah, I mean, masturbating in the wet bathroom. I just go for it. And if Alex notices I took too long, I just tell him I'm having a heavy period. You should have seen the look on his face. He was so embarrassed. It's not like he's ever got me into trouble, not with my sale figures, but you know how managers are, always over your shoulder and bothering you. Not tonight, though. It feels so good to actually be myself around a co-worker for once. No office decorum, no manager. If I could, I would take off this stupid professional office wear too. I don't even see the point of dressing professionally. The clients never even see us, considering we do everything over the phone and internet. Why did you look at me like that? Did you think I was actually going to take my clothes off right on my desk? I was serious about having those drinks delivered, but not about giving you a private show. I think this is the first time we've talked for more than a couple of minutes, which is funny because I kind of catch you looking at me out of the corner of my eye all the time. Starting about, I don't know, about a month ago. Oh, so you don't have a crush on me then? Maybe that's why you talk to Brad and Natalie more than me. Maybe you're after one of them. Oh, interesting. Well, seeing as I violated so much professional conduct already, you probably wouldn't react in the least if I did this. Sure. There's no one you have a crush on? What? Are you so surprised to find out I was a bad girl? I've always been this way. And you know what? I kind of been waiting for you to break up with that girlfriend of yours. I wasn't gonna try and be a homewrecker, but I like it when I catch you looking at me. And I don't know if you notice, but I look at you sometimes too. Yeah, just sometimes. We still have almost half an hour before the delivery driver comes. And I think there's something else we can do. Shut up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I want to fuck you. I want to ride your cock right here in this stupid little office that we're stuck in every single day. Just pick me up and take me to the break room. I know you can do it. What's the matter? Have you never tried being bad before? There we go. That's better. I don't know how much time we have, so these are coming off. Fuck. I wanted to suck this cock for so long. I just love the feeling of your cock growing, getting hard inside my mouth. It's so fucking hot. You're so excited. Did you get any rebound girls after your little breakup? Or am I the first? In that case, I'm gonna make it really fucking good. I should be careful not to show off too much. I can't have you coming in my mouth right away. I still need you to fuck me. No, no, no. I said don't come. I know what those moans mean. I should take some of my clothes off. Looks like you're really getting that private show after all. Take that shirt off too. God, you're so fucking hot. I'm impressed. I didn't think you'd look this good out of those stuffy button-ups they force you to wear. Just get on the table. I think I can sit on your cock just like this. That feels so good. Fuck. I love your cock. I love this fucking cock. I can't believe I've been missing out for so long. Do you like seeing getting to see me out of my work clothes? I think I prefer this casual look better. Finally, you feel so good inside of me. I've been thinking about this for months. Fuck. Oh God. I have to be careful not to moan too loud. Other people in the office next door might hear us and they might get us into trouble. So good. Fuck. I want to take every inch of that cock. Shit. I love writing you. Just let me ride you like this. It's up and down on your cock. Oh, God. Look on your face. It's so sexy. Shit. I think our delivery's here. That's way too early. What the fuck? No shit. We should be quiet. God damn it. It's the janitor. Okay. He's gone. Go. Oh God. Oh my God, yes. God, I love when you push your hips back against me. While I ride your cock. Kiss me. Kiss me while I fuck you. God, just fucking kiss my neck. Bite it. I don't care if you leave a mark. I just want to feel your mouth on me. Oh God, it feels so fucking good. God, I can barely keep it quiet anymore. Fuck it. Oh, just lay me back down. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. There we go. Oh, I can see you tensing up. I'm gonna make you come. I wanna make you fucking come. I wanted it since that you first sat in that desk. Oh. While I sneak away to touch myself, I'm thinking about sucking your cock every single time. Give it to me. I want it. I want you to come inside of me. Don't worry. I have the implant. Just fucking give it to me. Oh, God. Seeing you so close to the edge turns me on so much. Oh, it makes me want it too. Fuck. It makes me want to come all over your cock. Oh, oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm so close. Just a little more. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Oh, holy fuck. Shit. I needed that. No. This definitely won't be the last time we do that. Maybe next time we can have sex on an actual bed. Shit.